V5 Echo Bravo, V5 Alpha Lima. V5 Alpha Lima, monitoring. Good morning, Dave. How are you this morning?
I'm okay. Just taking it easy in the shack, doing some 3D printing for somebody in my life. So, yeah, that's what I'm doing. V5AL, V5IV.
Yeah, roger. Well, Patrick, he didn't go fishing yesterday. His girlfriend was sick, so... No, they stay home and no fishing at all. But maybe next Monday I'm going to Black Shrek with him in the afternoon, and we'll see. I'm not sure yet, but we'll see. Back to you.
Yeah, okay, well, have fun. I'm not an ice fisherman. I prefer doing it from shore now that I've got a boat again, in a boat. So I'm waiting for open water.
All right, no kidding, eh? That's a long winter. Oh, my God. Can you imagine tomorrow's supposed to be a zero or plus one in Saskatoon? Well, oh, my God. No comment about it. Anyhow, so I checked this morning on my YouTube on my phone this morning, pretty early this morning. But CD Lake or whatever, Narrow Hill Park, on the YouTube and stuff. Oh my God, CD Lake has looked like a very good lake to go fishing. I can't believe it. You have a brook trout, brown trout, lake trout or whatever, and rainbow all together. But you never know which one you're supposed to get. But it was pretty good video. For about 15 minutes of video on YouTube. Thank you.
I think that's on the list to try this summer anyways. In the spring, the lake trout will not be as deep, so rigging up for them will be quite easy. As for later in the year, they'll look for deeper, colder water, and then we can either use a downrigger possibly or stick with the smaller trout.
Copy that. You have a fish fender, right? So that will be great. Remember when we went together last summer at, that's the lake we went, right? If I remember. And we won the short and everything. So yeah, if we have a boat together, go over there and go way far right east, northeast of the lake. I guarantee it will be a very good spot over there, because right to the end of the lake, you have some creek on over there.